We're back on with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, and thanks for giving us a little bit more time, lady.
Absolutely, anytime.
Well, I've been hearing the snowmobiles zip by here while we were on the phone. I assume you guys got plenty of snow for the snowmobile trails.
Yeah, we've had fresh snow here. We've gotten, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches here in the last couple of days, so it is freshening everything up, and everything's freezing up good again, which is a real good thing around here. We did have trouble with some of the trails over this way because it warmed up, but from what I've been hearing today, everything's firming back up and stuff's starting to rock and roll again around here for snowmobilers, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge area for snowmobiling. I know that. And good for the economy, obviously. Let's get back to the fishing, though. I want to talk a little bit about South Lake, which, for those that don't know, it's a little shallower than Big Lake. I typically hear more about bluegills and crappies in South Lake than I do in Big Lake. Is that still the case?
Absolutely, yeah. The crappie bite and bluegill bite's been real good this year so far. It's been waxworm spikes and minnows has been the most predominant on that. Just a little teardrop. We've got tungsten teardrops here. Your pinks, your whites, your greens, that seems to be the most predominant colors right now.
Excellent. All right. What about the pike? Any word on the pike at all?
You know, the pike, they're just starting to get going good around here on those. They're using our big pike suckers, and of course, we got our spearing decoys here, too, to get everybody riled up for that.
That's right. It's a big area for spearing, for sure, there. And I know you got some different choices for spearing decoys as well, one of which is made pretty close by you there.
Yeah, we stock Monty Simmons decoys and Chris Eastman's both. They're local guys from Engadine. They do a really nice job on that stuff. Stop by and check out their work here.
Tell us quickly about the Frostbite Pike Tournament coming up here at the end of the month.
All right, it's January 25th. You start signing up the Wednesday before, and you have till 9 a.m. the day of the tournament to sign up. It's $500 first place, prizes out to fifth. You sign up right here at the shop, and it's $20 to enter, and there's a children's division for $10, and all the kids that come to that tournament for weighing in like that are going to get a prize, so...
Excellent. And if they want to find out more information, you got a Facebook page. Can they call anybody?
Sure, absolutely. You can call the Curtis Chamber of Commerce at 906-586-3700. You can call the shop here, 906-586-6040. And the other part of this that's going on with it is a crockpot cook-off. It's at Chamberlain's Old Forest Inn. Bring your favorite crockpot dish and see what you can come up with there for a win.
There you go. A little competition with the crockpot. Never hurt us to go to Curtis.
Let's get fishing.
Mick and Mick's Bait Shop giving us the excellent report on the Outdoor Show.